Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, from May 23rd through the 29th, 2009. As Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visited Washington this week, the Israeli siege on Gaza leaves two people killed in the Gaza Strip and troops kill a man in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura.
Residents of Bel'in near the central West Bank city of Ramallah marched on Friday after midday prayers in the weekly protest. They were joined by international and Israeli activists. Demonstrators marched through the village towards the wall, waving Palestinian flags to protest the theft and destruction of around 60% of the village lands. A delegation from the General Union of Women Committees participated in the demonstration. They were joined by member of the Palestinian Parliament, Qais Abu Layla, and the Minister of Social Affairs, Majida Al-Masri. When the protesters arrived at the wall, they were greeted by a barrage of sound bombs, tear gas, and rubber-coated bullets from the Israeli soldiers. The protesters demanded the soldiers to stop this strategy since the demonstration involving internationals was peaceful and nonviolent. The soldiers, however, continued to fire upon the protesters, injuring three Palestinians. The Minister of Social Affairs, Majid Al-Masri, AB cameraman Abid Khabisa, and local farmer Rani Burnat. In response, Palestinian demonstrators threw balloons filled with animal dung to counter the Israeli military's use of poisonous gas. Also near Ramallah, Israeli soldiers on Friday attacked Palestinian and international peace activists holding the weekly nonviolent protest against the wall in Na'lin village. The villagers, along with their supporters, gathered at homes at the village entrance and stopped Israeli soldiers from occupying them as the army attempts each Friday to halt the protest. When the troops left the village, people marched towards the village lands where Israel is building the wall. As soon as the crowd reached the lands, troops attacked them with batons and tear gas. Three protesters were injured and dozens were treated for the effect of gas inhalation. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Banoura.
This week in Palestine, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visits Washington and affirms the basic principles for peace with Israel. IMEMC's Jessica Halsey reports.
Abbas's remarks come as Washington calls on Israel to stop all settlement activities on occupied Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, national unity talks between Hamas and Fatah parties are still bearing no fruit. In her latest statement, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on Israel to stop all settlement activity on occupied Palestinian territory, with no exceptions argued by Israel. Israeli government spokesperson Mark Regev was quoted reacting to the issue of settlements being solved within negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Currently, approximately 500,000 Israeli settlers are living in more than 120 Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. International law considers settlements illegal for being built on occupied territories. The U.S.'s drive for peace between Israelis and Palestinians faces a hard-line position by Israeli rulers. In his last week's visit to Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not focus talks with President Barack Obama on peace with the Palestinians, but rather on what Israel calls Iranian nuclear threats. Upon returning back from the visit, Netanyahu declared that Jerusalem, with its two parts, the occupied East Jerusalem and Western Jerusalem, will remain the united capital of Israel. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, from his side, told his American counterpart that any peace negotiations should be preceded by Israel's recognition of Palestinian rights. Also in Israel, the government approved a new bill that would hold accountable all those Israeli citizens of Palestinian origin. The bill says commemoration of the Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe of 1948, when Israel displaced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from Palestine, or what is now Israel. Dr. Jamal Zahaka, an Arab member of the Israeli parliament, commented on the new bill.
This is a stupid, racist, and very rude law that is unprecedented in the world. This law will control the feelings of people. It's a rude law in particular because Israel has expelled our people and destroyed our villages, and now they want to steal our cry of pain.
Nadim Nashif, president of the Association for Arab Youth, Baladna, a Palestinian NGO in Israel, says that this law will not stop the commemoration of the Nakba.
We will continue to commemorate Nakba. No one can force us not to do so. For us, it is an important part of our history and heritage. As we commemorated Nakba in the past, we will do it again in the future.
On another related note, the current Israeli government has reiterated a demand from the Palestinians that the latter should recognize Israel as a Jewish state. The demand is viewed by observers as an Israeli deviation on an internationally enforced obligation that Israel allows return of the Palestinian refugees. During his talks with President Barack Obama this week, President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed the Palestinian Authority's commitment to the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002 that is based on normal ties with Israel, in return for allowing return of refugees and Israeli withdrawal from occupied Arab territories. Israel has yet rebuffed the initiative. On the internal level, representatives of both Fatah and Hamas parties confirmed that probably a final round of national unity talks in Cairo will be held by early July. The two parties are still not close to an agreement. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Holsey.
As the Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip continues, three Palestinians were reported dead this week, including one child. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Mighari reports.
A Palestinian infant was reported dead on Monday afternoon after he was unable to leave the Gaza Strip for life-saving medical treatment. One-year-old Mohammed Nofel had heart failure. He needed medical care that Gaza hospitals were unable to provide him due to the ongoing Israeli siege on Gaza. Israel started its siege on Gaza in June 2007. Doctors in Gaza reported that with Nofel's death, the death toll due to the Israeli siege now reaches 337. On Wednesday morning, Hamas reported that one of its fighters died in a mission in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. On their website, the armed wing of Hamas, the Al-Qassam Brigades, stated that the 25-year-old Muhammad Abu Karim Al-Madhun from Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of Gaza Strip died during a special mission. The brigades provided no further details on his death. In other related news, Dr. Muawiya Hassanin, head of the emergency unit at the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza, stated that the body of one resident was moved to a hospital in the Gaza Strip after a tunnel collapsed on him. Dr. Hassanin added that another resident was also injured in the incident. Amnesty International issued a report on Thursday charging Israel for repeatedly violating the laws of war during its costly assault in Gaza. The operation ended on January 18, 2009. The operation left 1,500 Palestinians dead and at least 6,000 others injured. The report comes less than a week before a UN fact-finding mission arrives in Israel and Gaza to investigate allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 30 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, troops killed one man and kidnapped 30 other civilians, including 5 children. IMEMC's Catherine Orwell reports.
This week's attacks were focused on the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem and the central West Bank city of Ramallah. On Friday, Israeli police and soldiers tried to shut down the Palestine Festival of Literature during its final night at the Palestinian National Theatre in East Jerusalem. Richard Makepeace, the British consul, went to the theatre for an explanation of the army's actions. He was informed of a court order pinned to the door of the theatre. After he read it, he announced that the event would instead be held at the British Council. The British Council was one of the main sponsors of the festival. The Israeli military assassinated a wanted Palestinian fighter in the West Bank town of Dora, south of Hebron, on Thursday. According to Israel, 45-year-old Abd al-Majiduddin, a leader in the Al-Qassam Brigades, Hamas's armed wing, was killed during an invasion of the village. Israel accuses Dudin of planning suicide attacks in Israel in the 1990s. On Wednesday, a Palestinian worker was arrested by the Israeli police at the entrance to the settlement of Mala Adumim, near the city of Jerusalem. Police reported that the worker was trying to attack security guards at the gate with a knife. On Tuesday, a Palestinian woman sustained moderate wounds after she was being attacked by an Israeli settler in the northern West Bank. 21-year-old Hiba Abat al-Haq was going from her city Safit to Ramallah. She was stopped at the Zatara military checkpoint near Nablus. Local sources reported that while she was waiting at the checkpoint, she was attacked and beaten up by a settler. Medical sources reported that al-Haq was moved to a hospital for treatment. They said that soldiers at the checkpoint were watching as she was being attacked. On Sunday, a Palestinian youth was shot and wounded near a military roadblock installed at the eastern entrance of Tamum village, near the West Bank city of Tubas. Dozens of youth were reportedly hurling stones at soldiers who were near the newly installed roadblock. Soldiers fired back with concussion grenades and rubber-coated metal bullets. One of the rubber-coated bullets struck the youth in the head. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Orwell.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Dina Awad.